Menachas peg zayin mishnevov. Minayin loy maharei lai toida shalo yovi ele min achulin. How do you know the existing halacha that we just learned in the previous Mishnah? That when a person says harei lai toida, he can't pay an existing debt from Maisa. He has to bring in min achulin. Shenema. Vizavachto pesach l'ashem lekechot soinu bokor. And the posuk, this is in Parshas Re'ei, says that the korban pesach should be brought for tzoinu bokor, which is tumua b'yoseh. Mishnah asked, "V'haloi ein pesach bo elo min akvosim min oizim. It has to be brought from something from the sheep family, goats. Can't be brought from cattle. Im ken lo menem tzoinu bokor. Very seldom that the Mishnah speaks out in such arichus a drasha. Elo lahakish kol abo min abokum min atzoin le pesach. Ma pesach shu bo b'choyva. Just like a korban pesach is always a pre-obligation." Every yid is mechuyev in Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach will always be there to pay off an existing debt, because you're mechuyev. Every yid is mechuyev in Korban Pesach. It's non-negotiable. And ain't it boil min achulin, and it can't be brought except from chulin. Now, the source of this, that it can't be brought min ha-kodesh, where does it say Korban Pesach can be brought? Pesach Mitzrayim. The original Korban Pesach, there's certainly no Ma'aseh Sheni then, so it wasn't brought from Ma'aseh Sheni. So we learn out that the prototype of Kedusha's Korban Pesach, interesting, drasha, has to be the fee the way it was then. And it was any boy elam achulin. Av kol davishu bo b'choyva lo yovoy elam achulin. Could also only be brought from achulin lefiko. Hoi me harei olai toida. Harei olai shlomin, when a person is already mechuyiv. Hoi olven boim choyva lo yovoy elam achulin. You can't pay off that pre-existing debt from Maisa. Now the mission just adds on another detail, and that is, Harei the Aloha Maisa Sheni, we spoke about the reason why it could be used for a korban is because korban is something that's nechel, which includes a korban, toido, shlomim, chatos, not, because chatos is based on a choif. Oilo is also not nechel, so it can't be brought from Maisa Sheni. Nesochim is not nechel. It's put completely on the mizbech, therefore, nesochim uchomokim, leyavoyu elamin achulim. That should follow logically. Perches Mishnah Aleph. We're starting a new Inyan over here. This is an Inyan Kloli that's Negev to Karbonis and Nesochim and Menochis. It's put over here because a lot of the details for this halacha of where Karbonis have to come from are specifically geared to Menochis and Nesochim. Kol HaKarbonis HaTziba VaYochid Boim Min HaOretz UMichutz LaOretz. Where does the behemoth that's hukdash for a korban have to come from? Any korban, doesn't make it even sibur yochid, could come from chutz la'aretz also. There's no din that has to be produce. A behemoth is not produce of Eretz Yisrael. A sheep that grows in Suya, in Mitzrayim, wherever it is just as kosher for a korban. Min ha'chodosh, min ha'yoshon, can be brought from old tvuah, from new tvuah. What korban are we talking about? Clearly, we're talking about Menachos, because that's the only time you can talk about Chodesh and Yoshon. This is the way the Rav explains the Mishnah, and then we have to go back and we have to correct ourselves. Kol Korbonos HaTziba VaYochid is not going on sheep, it's not going on Boker. We're talking here about Menachos. So the Mishnah is clearly a Menachos Dika Mishnah, not like the Akdomah, though this is really a general type of halacha. Kol HaKorbonos HaTziba VaYochid of Korbin Mincha Boi Menachos Michutz Lord. This is the Pashtus, the way the Mishnah is. Lemaisa, you look. Some of the Mepharshim bring down, and take a look at the Taisus Yom Tiv, that theoretically one could say a chiluk between Chodosh and Yoshon also by behemoth, even though Chodosh, in its context that we use it, somebody's makbid on Yoshon, we're talking about chitim, sairim, we're talking about something that grows from the ground, menochos. Over here we're talking about behemoth, and behemoth were hufrash mehem meiser behemoth, Mishnah Bechoros, Mishnah Bechoros perek tes, talks about behemoths that were born this year, last year. The crop of each year is considered its crop. So there is a context of a crop that's Yoshon as opposed to a crop that's Chodosh in behemoths. You could read the Mishnah that way. Kol HaKarbonos, sheep, cattle, etc. HaTziba VaYochid, boy min ha'aretz mechutz la'aretz, min ha'chodosh min ha'yoshon. The Mishnah Grada adds that that's true also by Zvochim and Menachos, and therefore the Mishnah points out, Chutz Menachim Ushtei HaLechem, which Menachos are kosher, Menachodesh Menayoshim, regular Menachos, except for Oimer Ushtei HaLechem, Sheneboim Ela Menachodesh Menachoretz. The second day of Pesach, the Korban Oimer is brought, that's what's matter the Tvua, to be eaten, the new crop. And it also has to be produce of Eretz Yisrael. The din of Korban Oimer is to be matter the two of Eretz Yisrael. This has a little bit to do with the old Shaila, is the din of the Isser of eating from the new crop. The Peidon Yashon, only in Eretz Yisrael, is this mitzvah satluyas ba'aretz or not? We're not going to get into that shaila, but it's a little bit shaykh to this, that there's a limitation, the Korban Oimer being brought from the Chodesh and from Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, the Shtei Alechem as well. The Shtei Alechem is also considered a matir on the Tvua Chadosha. Shtei Alechem also says, Mimoy Shveisechem Taviu Lechem Tnufa. We'll learn more about the Korban Oimer, Mitz Hashem, a little bit further in the Masechta. The Kulon Einen Boyen Elemen Amuvchor. It has to be brought from the best quality produce. Ve'ezu Muvchor. What's the best Tvua that there is? B'michmos u'b'zoynicho Alpha Sug Aleph. We'd write on an Esrig back. Sug Aleph Alpha. This is where it comes from. Lasoylas. That's called Aleph Lasoylas. That's the best of the best. Shnei Lohem, the next best quality is Chafarayim Shebebiko. The first one said there were two places Chafarayim. One was on a hill and one was in a valley. So this is Chafarayim in the valley. Kol ha'rotzos hayuk sheirois ela mikan hayu mevim, because it was taka covered for the mincha. Where michmasim zaynicha is, we don't know. Chafarayim is a city, does have sources in Sefer Yeshua. The other two places, we don't know exactly where they are.